Snow was burnt.
Okay, so we're just doing a bit of Hazara here, and we were discussing yesterday about the watch. Someone has to make a phone call on Shabbos. Someone has to use the phone on Shabbos. So we said the best thing to do is to do a shiur. When he phones, you listen to the receiver, obviously, not the constant watch. If the constant watch is, then we're going to be as quickly as possible. So one shouldn't delay anything at all. You make the phone call as quickly as possible. And you dial that home. We're talking about where time is not of the essence. I mean, you've got a few minutes to wash it. Where he's having a baby, so you've got time to wash. It's not obvious, urgent. So now, what you want to do is you want to use the phone. So you have to use the phone. So we said the best thing to do is you make a shimmering when you lift up the phone. Knock it off the phone with a shimmering. Dial with a shimmering. So dial with a shimmering. You can take a knife and tap the digits. Or you can use your finger. You tap with your finger. Shimmering is not a normal way of doing things. You can phone it that way. That's also a chiddush, shimmering. And then we said you can speak more or less like normal. You shouldn't be marich or shemaz asking. You can say hello and everything. You can just speak what you have to do. And then we spoke yesterday about putting the receiver back. So this morning I thought someone who works for a telephone company. He hasn't got back to me actually yet. What happens? Because outside it was, that zikr used to be in the olden times, it used to be the rabbanim used to say that if a person uses the phone on Shabbos, he should put the phone back with a shimmering. Why should he put the phone back with a shimmering? Because if you don't put the phone back with a shimmering, you block the line. The line stays connected for a bit of time, so chiddush is actually, and that means you're blocking the services. Now, Kol Zman, really, that's not a hetzer. What hetzer is that? The Torah says that if they make a big eidah, if they find out what's going on, that they even when they phone, they don't put the phone back on again, it makes a bit of friction, not very good. So it used to be a hetzer, that's how I always understood it. It was a hetzer, that was a hetzer, put the phone back. I was wondering what happens now with modern technology. And I said, the person I spoke to with the telephone, he hasn't got back to me yet. He told me as far as he knows, there's also, it doesn't go straight away. And I spoke to the Rav, they're all talking the same thing exactly, it's still the same thing. There is a connection still. And therefore, one should put the phone back with a shimmer. So the right said that's the bottom line. It's best to put the phone back with a shimmer. What?
I thought the line was cut out.
Yeah, maybe only for your friend, it could be. When it puts the phone back, the ambulance service or the 999 services, it stays connected for a bit of time. So I don't try out.
Disconnect.
What?
Then I'll disconnect.
It matters for a few minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. If, for those few minutes, you're blocking the line.
They can't call anyone?
Call
pretty bad. That line's blocked for a bit.
They have different lines. I mean, they have, let's say, 100 calls a minute. I don't know.
Sam, you're taking one of those lines away, yeah? So for those 2 minutes, you might take one of those lines away. So if they find out, it's not very good. They're not very happy. So that could be a problem. Yeah, so no. That's it. It used to be like this. Huh?
They're not going to know.
It could be the fact that I think the person himself told me, one works for them, he didn't get back to me, I said, he didn't get a chance to get back to me, obviously. He says to me, he doesn't know the answer himself, he's got to find out information, so he doesn't have to get him to reply. They don't answer the phone so quickly, these people, you can imagine what's like replying, they don't reply so quickly. So it's hard to know, but honestly, it's difficult to know about the thing or what's, how far it goes. But the master, the boat told me, the person told me, as far as he knows, the 999 calls don't disconnect straight away. And therefore, that can cause a friction, that can cause a problem, and therefore, one's allowed to put it back. I don't know how it works with solid, but it's the same thing, probably the same thing. Emergency number, you probably might block it a bit of time. You know, he said to me, the person who speaks to on the phone, he said to me, they want to make sure he's right. So until they've got it 100% clear, that could be the line doesn't disconnect. Yeah, the line that he hasn't got back, like I can't say that. That's what he said to me. And the Rav I spoke to today also said to me, it's blah, nice, you should put it back. Even today, you should put it back in the shimmering. And the mobile is the same thing. It's the same thing with the mobile. It doesn't make a difference what you're using. It's also the chayr, one should replace it. One should do it with a shimmering, obviously. If you do a shimmering, that's the best to do. So put the phone back in the shimmering. Okay? Well, that's what we spoke. Then we spoke about telephones. Then we spoke about. We spoke about hearing aids. So that's what else did we speak about? We spoke about washing. Washing oneself. That was a gazelus chazal. Chazal said that a person shouldn't wash oneself on Shabbos with hot water. That was a gazelus of havara. Why? In the olden times, the Balonim who were eating used to heat up the water, especially for eating. It was done on Shabbos. So because of this kind of Shabbos, they made the takana, Chazal made the takana that you should not wash at all on Shabbos. But what was Takana? The Takana was that any water that's heated up on Shabbos itself, you could not use for any part of your body. That means, even if it's not wash, let's say a goy turned on the hot water tap, he did it for himself. There's no issa or anything like that. But goy put the hot water tap on for himself, he doesn't know you're coming in, and you may not use that water on Shabbos even to wash your finger. You can 1/8 with also to wash with that water. That's called the Mayim Shehuchu B'Shabbos, water that was heated on Shabbos. Mayim Shehuchu B'Er Shabbos means water that was heated before Er Shabbos, on Er Shabbos itself. That means it was heated in a pot, let's say, on Er Shabbos, even if it's now kept that temperature over Shabbos, the possum say. Or who I did was in the cylinder, it was hot before Shabbos. Or even in the possum say, even further, let's say a time switch went off. A time switch heats up the water. That's all called, as long as no action was done on Shabbos itself, that's called Mayim Shehuchu B'Er Shabbos. That water you can use for Ponov Yodov Arav. You can use for your hands, feet, and face. That's all it goes for. Those things you can use, no more than that. Ponov Yodov Aravlov, but you can't wash the whole water like that. That's a Xeris Hazal, to use the hot water. That means even though the non you put the water on, you put that in a bath for you, he put that in a bath for himself, and then he decides not to use the bath water, he doesn't need this. So he goes out, he didn't know you were there, didn't do it for you at all. So it's something that is what I mean, after nothing, you couldn't really, strictly speaking, use that. But now, Hazal say that water was heated on Shabbos, you may not use that water at all, you can't use that water at all on Shabbos. It was water that was heated before Shabbos, you can use it upon a yod of arabi. So you can take a bit of water from the urn, it was heated before Shabbos, hopefully, put that into your sink, block it up, nice hot water in there, you put a bit of cold water into there, it's not called Mashal of Shabbos. That is okay to use. You can wash your hands, face, feet in that way. That's your allowed to do. Who I think showering is also obviously a problem, you can't use hot water. I mean, anyway, Shabbos is not very practical, you can't use hot water. The nicer, you'll not be able to do that on Shabbos. Then we spoke about a cold shower, let's say for example. A cold shower really strictly speaks to Muslims. There's no gzeiros chazal in a cold shower. But we said chazal were, not chazal, it was a minig in Klai Zohar, which is a good example, Shin Chavor, Sifan Chavarev, that there's an Issa Midrash, there was a Issa. There was a minig in Klai Zohar not to use cold water even on Shabbos, or washing, jump into a river on Shabbos to wash oneself. Various reasons are given, there's Sita, maybe Hatsor might be involved, so there's a minig in Klai Zohar not to wash oneself in cold water. On that, there's a special heter that, first of all, if someone's in distress and staya, the person's very uncomfortable, it says, even if the person is with staya, he can even use chamin shehuchu me'er shabbos to wash his whole body. So, for example, we said at the time when we said the modern soft got arthritis, quite severe arthritis, and he needs to sit in a bath, let's say, for example. So, if the water was filled up before shabbos, boiling hot water, and it's cooled down a bit, and you can go into it. Shabbos is talking about it's more body temperature. That's called hot. Hot means more body temperature. If that's the case, and you just take off the distress of his pain, his person arthritis, he could sit in that bath on Shabbos. If he's a chole kolay guf, that means he washes in a lot of pain, he's got a very, very bad sunburn, as if it's very, very bad, very uncomfortable. Then, strictly speaking, a chole kolay guf, you can ask the goy to any loch on Shabbos, actually. So, strictly speaking, you could ask the goy to turn our water tap on Shabbos. In that case, then, you could ask the goy to put out a bath for you. But let's make it a boy, a lady's having a baby, so she's giving birth, she's a chole, she's a sakara. She could ask the goy to put out a bath for her with hot water. Even though it's my turn on Shabbos, she's in distress, it relieves her, gives her comfort to sit in a bath. That would be allowed to be done. That would also be a heter in such a case like that as well. But other than that, really, there's not much of a head to go into a bath water or having a shower. Showers also pass as the same thing. I say, unless one's in distress, one can use cold water, and a mantra from an air of showers you could use if you're in distress. But otherwise, it's not very practical. It's not just so out there. If someone fits up, fills up a bath before showers, let's say, for example, he wants to use something on showers itself, and actually, it's uncomfortable. That was more or less it. Who else was in Havara that we missed out? Anything else remember from Havara? I think that's more or less the Malach of Havara, I think. Was there anything else? I'm trying to think. I spoke about all electrical gadgets and everything, but lifts and things like that. Yeah, that's more or less the Malach of Havara, yeah? Okay. Coming up to the new Malach now of Mechaber, that's the extinguishing. That was interesting as well. And we said Right, this is a new lot actually. So where was kibble done in the Mishkan? Where was it done in the Mishkan kibble? So it's very interesting. I think Tosfos says, I've got my notes here, right? Tosfos says in Shabbos that this is an interesting lot of kibble. Kibble was, where did they have to extinguish in the Mishkan? What were they doing? Where did they put out the fire in the Mishkan? So the extinguishing done in the Mishkan was they used to light the wood, burn it a bit, and make it into charcoal. I never thought this. What's the point of that? Why can't you just burn wood straight? Why are you making the charcoal? So apparently, it looks like that charcoal, when you make wood into charcoal, it's got much more kirch of heat. It's much hotter. I didn't know this. That's interesting, actually. You've never seen these barbecues, actually. The barbecue coals are actually charcoal. They've got wood that's still made into charcoal. That's kind of the same thing. It's very, very hot, so it's got very strong heat. And that's why that's okay. That's the chur. That's why... that is why... So then what they did was they used the lightest piece of wood in order to make it into charcoal. What did they need charcoal for the Mishkan? So I think Tosfos says in the Shabbos that the reason why they did it was, I'm not exactly sure where, which point, but you need, in order to melt metal, you need a very hot heat. So in order to melt metal, any iron, any other, they had to have these charcoal, and therefore they lit the wood to make it into charcoal, they extinguished it, they made it into charcoal, and then they used that for melting metal. So I suppose gold, a lot of the gold was actually melted down. So that is what they need the charcoal for. So that is the melacha of kibbutz is only when a person lights a fire and he extinguishes the fire for the benefit of what is extinguishing. Do you understand what I mean? That means he's lit a fire on something and he wants to extinguish that fire for the benefit of the item burning. Now, fuke, let's say, for example, a person's got a candle burning.
Which one is that? What's the candle?
The malach is what? What malach is it?
What candle is it?
A wax candle. That'd be a wax candle machine. The wax candle's burning, and it's burning down, and he thinks to himself, you know what, I need it for tonight, I need it later. I can't have it burning down now, so he blows it out.
It's not a yak candle.
Not a yak candle, in other words, a normal candle. A normal candle, not a yak candle. So he's burning, lighting a normal candle, and the mice is going down quite quickly, and he needs it for later. Moshi. He's worried about it, yeah? So he blows it out. You shouldn't do it. He blows it out on chance. Allowed or not? No, mustn't do it. That does not blow a melacha d'oraisa. Because the melacha min ha'tora of kibbutz is when you're extinguishing the benefit of the item that you've extinguished. It's got a positive benefit. This is a side benefit you want to keep for later.
That's
not what?
That's
why you do for chayla. Oh, that one. So who had the chayla? Someone comes into a room. Now, we spoke about this already at length. When we did the melacha of Mavir, what melacha is involved when you put something electrical on? If someone turns a light switch on, for example, what upgrade has it done? He said, I can't do it. Charles, what melacha is this? So there's a very big spectrum of poskim who discussed when electricity came out, what melacha is involved. So some poskim held it was moilid, actually. It's an issur d'rabbanan on moilid, which means, what's the problem with moilid? Moilid is when a person has, for example, an ice cube, and he crushed it and makes it into liquid. He's made a new tzias. So they tie the hu'ah din over here, when he puts an electrical radio on electric cable on, and he made a new tzias. That tape recorder was useless beforehand. Now you put the electric current through it, you've made it, revived it, you've done something to it. It's like this is moilid. This is rabon. Others held it as an issur of mavir, making a fire, because it's kiyu, a red spark, you might make sparks, so you might say there's a red hot source of chiddush. And chaznish, because chaznish said the issur was boina. Making a circuit, you're completing a circuit that is the same as a boiler. And therefore, that's how many possible take on the mice. And I think not many people understood them so well, but there were a lot of tasks that has nation. They said that using electricity on Shabbos involves the issue of boiling in Australia. I remember someone asked the time, Kasha actually, maybe we discussed this maybe yesterday, that even if boiling is awesome in Australia, the chayra, every boiler which is made to open and close, it's not Issa Melatoria. Moshe, you can open a door of a house. There's no boiler when you open a door and close the door. So why is the circuit dimming? It's also made to go on and off. You know, no one makes a tape recorder to burn the whole time, to burn the whole time. It's made to go on and off. So Chaznish speaks out, I'm not sure if this is the mantra that Chaznish means, but the many possibly say in Chaznish that something which is so useless, a door, when a door is open and closed, the maestro building is still good, and I'm on the building. A tape recorder which is off is so useless that reviving it, making it on, even though it's over for that, it's still Issa Melatoria. What's the practical difference whether electricity is also now turned into a bomb? What difference does it make? The mic is also. So it can make a big nafkamina, actually. And the nafkamina could be is can you ask a non-Jew on Shabbos? That means, for example, let's say someone's Well, what can you use on Shabbos? His electric light has gone off, let's say.
How can you have to turn on the switch for you? You have to
oh, watch out, can't answer that. If there's an instrument out there putting a light on, then you can't ask an option to turn off with your Shabbos.
You can.
I'm going to, not Shabbos.
You can.
Well, you can't ask an Shabbos to turn off with your Shabbos. Not on Shabbos. You can't ask it on Sunday, Moshe, not on Shabbos.
You can say to his daughter, you
So you can't say on Shabbos, you can't ask the non-Jews to do a malach and a Torah. If it's awesome and Dabon, you've got a lot of tape, which is the Shabbos, a mitzvah, a rubber, various hatayim you've got of certain mitzvah, you've got a hatayim. So it makes a big nafkamina whether electricity is awesome and a Torah and Dabon. It doesn't make a nafkamina. So generally speaking, what many poskim do, there's not musk in this, but generally many poskim say like this, that when it comes to a heat, touching it all, you take it as a derisa. We don't use any cookies at all for what you call it, for electricity. When it comes to the Issa, when it comes to asking non-Jews that for you, that's already much more cuddly. That could be, we can take on without it is, that electricity costs more. And therefore, it becomes shmus to shmus. It's not a Muslim. I once told the Rob this was actually this tomorrow. I said, he didn't hit the roof. And I told him, he said, well, I've been stationed in the rice, we take those shoes to the rice now, and there's no chiluk. I said, I'm not going to do allow this, I'm not going to do say that you can use it as a sniffer. When it comes to electricity, and you're talking about Issa of using electricity on Shabbos, then you can use as a sniff that electricity drop on, and you can ask a non-Jew to, what do you call it, to do it. I'm talking about the Shabbos, not a mitzvah, not a mitzvah, whatever it is, yeah? Okay, so come back to kibbutz. So we're talking about kibbutz. So kibbutz, switching off something, is only when it's mamish, the Issa ben HaTorah is only when it's mamish beneficial to the item. If it's not beneficial for the item itself, but you're gaining out of it, that's also a drop on. That's called an offer shape student buffer. That's also. So, wash, for example, the person wants to blow out the candle because he wants the candle to last longer. He wants to burn in 10 minutes, 9 minutes to burn out. That's also a drop on. So, you still mustn't do it. It's not also a drop on. The only case of kibbutz, which is minatur, is very rare. The only case I can think of kibbutz minatur, which is also a drop on, is a piece of wood that's burning, and he blows out the fire on the wood in order to make the wood into a charcoal so they burn better.
Oh, yeah.